Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host Aiden Yambaum and co-host Gio.
Make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
It's yours.
The world is yours.
Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Today, it's like 9:50 p.m. Day before school. Nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. You know, I got my fit ready. I'm going in with the Brooklyn Nets jersey. You know, I gotta represent a bit. I got my Kevin Durant Bed-Stuy jersey. Damn, I'm ready. I'm excited. I got my Coca-Cola backpack. I was going to have Gio on this episode. We're gonna, like, you know, talk about how we feel school's going to be like, you know, before we go in and all that. But he said he needed to get some sleep because he hasn't slept since Sunday. But I mean, I haven't slept at all since and it's crazy how school is already tomorrow. Man, I'm so confused. I really hope I do well in school. Really hope I can improve those grades. Like, really hope. I really hope I'm gonna do. I really have to apply my. I really have to apply myself. I really have to set my goals. I have to really put my mind to it. I have to put my mind to wanting to do school. I have to put my mind on wanting to pass. I'm gonna take my driver's permit test soon. Hopefully I pass that too. I gotta study for that. I just really hope overall I do well in school this year. This year, I hope I can prove my parents and I can do well. Because I'm super mediocre with school. Like, it's either good or bad with me. Like, it's every year. It's always like, I'm good in the first, I'm okay the second, I'm shitty the third, or I'm just shitty second and third, and then I'm good the fourth. It doesn't make sense. I want to change it. I want to be good all four quarters. I really want to prove myself. I really want to just show that I can do my work. And I want to show that I can pass classes. I want to show that I can do. Like, I want to dedicate myself. I want to dedicate a lot of my time this year, if I can, possibly, to school and to studying and to schoolwork. I really want to pass. I really want to do well in school. And man, that's one of my main priorities. Well, that's one of the priorities that I want to have. I don't know if it's going to be one of my main priorities. I feel like I'm going to say this and then I'm going to end up, you know, like, not doing it. So I really hope I can outdo myself and show others that I can do it. Because I'm not the brightest, like, student. I'm definitely, like, average. I'm average. I'm not dumb, but I'm not, like, smart. I'll just say I'm average. Like, I pass and I pass and I fail some. It's like, just like an average. I'm an average human being when it comes to school. Like, I'm not a failure. I don't flunk. I don't not study. I definitely, when I pass, like, I pass most of the time, but there's moments in my school career every year where I have some failures or just get lazy and don't do work. And that's something I can't be doing this year because I want to prove myself and I want to show that I can do it. I want to show I can do it. And so you all that are listening, I don't know if you already started school, because some people in New York, because I live in New York, so some people in New York already started school, but my school, we're starting a lot later. than other schools. We're starting tomorrow, on Thursday, the 9th, we're starting. Which is actually when I get unbanned off TikTok, because I got banned on TikTok for a bit. So I'm actually getting unbanned tomorrow, on my first day of school. And I'm planning a TikTok to come out in a while. I'm planning a video. So I'm planning to, you know, so what's it called? Damn, I lost my words for a second. I'm planning to gain weight and gain muscle. I have this like TikTok challenge that I'm gonna try to do. It's my own challenge. I'm not like, no one challenged me to do this or anything. It's not like a viral challenge already. I'm trying to gain weight because I'm not the biggest person. I'm pretty skinny. So I'm trying to gain weight and I'm trying to gain muscle. Because, you know, it's just a goal I've been wanting to have, but I've been very lazy with that too. So I'm actually recording a TikTok and I'm going to record every day that I do something. So I'm going to try to prioritize my time going to the gym again too, cuz I haven't been to the gym since like June. It's been bad. Like, I've been working out in my house, but like, cuz we have like the bike, we have weights, we got stuff like that in the house, but like I have a Planet Fitness membership and I just haven't been going. It's been a minute since I've gone. So I really got to go to the gym. Yeah, definitely planning on going. I'm probably going to try to go tomorrow after school, honestly. I'm going to try to just go after school and hopefully in like a couple months, if we're still doing this podcast, which I hope we are, because we're on like, I think we're on like month 7 or month 8 of this podcast already, so. I'm gonna check real quick, actually, how long I've been doing this podcast, because that's gonna piss me off that I don't know. So January 13th was first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is actually month 9 of the podcast. So in 3 months, December 13th is our 1 year. Wait, December 13th? Man, I'm so confused. shouldn't it be January? No, January 13th is the 1 year. Wouldn't it be? Yeah, I think January 13th should be the 1 year, because we started January 13th. So then January 2022 should, whatever. Okay. So in 4 months, we'll say. So we're about 8-9 months into this podcast. Okay, I got off track there, but what I was saying was, I really want to gain weight. Like I said earlier, I'm not too big of a person. Like, I do sport. Like, I don't do, like, sport in school sports. That's not my thing. I do, like, basketball outside of school. I do boxing outside of school. I don't really... Well, for now, I'm doing just regular boxing. Like, I'm doing, like, what's it called? Boxing in my room. I have like training stuff in my room is what I do so far for boxing. I'm not like heavy on boxing. I love boxing though, but I'm not like heavy like into doing the sport much. But I'm definitely gonna start doing that. But I'm definitely gonna need to apply muscle and weight to that too. Really hoping I can do this. I really want to gain weight and gain muscle. I'm gonna start going to the gym. Like, I really want to do this. I got some goals I want to do. I want to do better in school, 100%. I really want to pass my permit test. And then I really want to, do my challenge. I'm challenging myself. This is my goal for the rest of the year. And probably for next year too, I'm going to try to just gain weight and gain muscle. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. And I'm hoping I don't gain too much weight. I'm going to try to not gain like 100 pounds. I'm going to try to gain maybe 50 pounds. Because I'm not too... Actually, no, that's a lot. try to get, first we'll try to gain 20 something pounds. I feel like if we gain 20, then I'm like average. So I'm a little bit below average. I want to be a little bit more than average. I mean, for my size, at least. For my size, I feel like I'm good weight. But not for my height. And oh, wait. No, that sounds stupid. I meant not for my age. My age, I'm not good weight. But for my size, I feel like I'm good weight. At the moment, I'm 5'4". 5'3", 5'4". So I can't really, like, go, like, oh, I want to grow my height. I want to gain height, but I can't really, like, force that, so. But definitely want to gain some muscle. Definitely want to gain some weight. Those are my goals for the rest of 2021 and probably some of 2022 until if I actually do it. I really hope I do this because this is a goal that I want to have. And this is a goal that I want to do. I definitely got to learn how to do more push-ups. That's the thing I really need to learn, too. I definitely want to learn how to do more push-ups and stuff like that. I'm just trying to get leaner. I'm trying to get bigger. Because right now, at my size, I look okay. Like, my body looks okay. And I'm not ashamed of my body. Like, I feel like I look good. But I want to look better because there's going to be a point in life. Tomorrow I'm about to be a junior. So literally less than 2 years from now, in two school years from now, I'm heading off to probably heading off to college. Unless something else happens in my life, like if I pursue a social media career or something and it somehow works out. But if I, you know, do something like that, then I'm going to, you know, hopefully go to college. That's also something I really want to do. I definitely want to go to a nice college. Hopefully when I get a good degree, I want to get a good job. Right now I'm 16. I'm actually trying to get a job at the moment. My friends have jobs. Some of my friends have jobs. Some of them are working at Flanagan's. They said they'll try to get me a job there. But I feel like I'm about to land a spot at CVS. Wisconsin. I'm about to hit a spot. CVS. Yeah, I'm about to hit a job there. Possibly. I'm in the talks for a job there. Hopefully I get that. I'm really hoping to get. I mean, I'm really just trying to have a good life. Like, I'm just really trying to, you know, work on myself. I'm really trying to, you know, just have a new me. Like, I want to have a better me. I want to work out. I want to get big. I want to get stronger. I want to gain weight. Because I'm not big. I want to get bigger. 100%. I definitely want to get bigger. There's no doubt about it. And yeah. Right now, at the moment, I'm actually doing sit-ups as I'm recording this. So, not for the whole time. Like, maybe around 10 minutes of this podcast, I started doing sit-ups. So, if you hear me, like, gasping for air, that means I've been doing sit-ups this whole time. For, like, a couple minutes now, I've just been doing sit-ups trying to talk. But I really, really, really want to. Really want to pursue just my goals that I'm planning. Like I said earlier, I really want to do good in school. I really want have good grades in school. Like I just said, I want to pass that permit test. I want to gain weight. And all I have to say is to people that are really trying to achieve goals in life, don't just say it, because this is a message to myself, too. Like, I can't just say this. Like, I don't want to just say it. And then, you know, all of a sudden, I'm like, nah. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm not like that. So I really want to achieve goals. I really want to achieve these goals. And another thing for everybody out there, the ones that are trying to achieve goals, if anyone tells you you can't do it, just put it into your mind. Just think to yourself that you can. Think to yourself that if I put my mind to it and I put my body to it, like say if you're trying to do like a workout goal or it could be any goal. If you want to like overcome something, like a fear, if you want to, you know, gain weight, gain muscle, like what I'm doing. Like say, for example, say you're trying to do what I'm doing, gain muscle, gain weight, or say you want to lose weight and gain muscle, because that people do that too. You know, do whatever you have to do. Don't listen to people, and don't let people tell you what to do, and don't let people boss you around. Because I'm going to be working, I'm going to be on my grind. Hopefully. Again, I'm saying this also to myself, because I don't know if I'm going to be on my grind like that. And I really hope I am going to be on my grind, and I will plan to be on my grind. So, yeah. Man, I just hope everybody here who's listening, if you're in school, I hope you have a great school year. Man, I hope everything... I hope the best for all of you that are listening. And I just have to say, again, because I haven't said this in a while, I really appreciate the support that we get on this podcast. It really means a lot. Like, I truly, truly mean it. I'm really, really thankful for... Like, bro, I can't believe that... You know, that we are able to record for a little audience and, you know, just talk. It's fun. And I really enjoy it. And I just have to thank you. Because I know if me and Gio didn't get views on this podcast, we probably wouldn't be doing it still. Like, we don't get that many views, obviously. We're not that big. But I mean, if we had nothing on this podcast, then I don't know if we would still be doing it, but we're here for you guys, and we love and appreciate all of you, especially me and Gio. We both really appreciate all of you for like listening and streaming, supporting us throughout the journey, trying to really spread the podcast out there. I'm really trying to get us bigger one day. And shout out to New Balance with the email, that one email that we sent out and contacted New Balance about this thing. It's not like a brand deal. It's kind of like almost like a partnership where we just talk. Honestly, I literally shouted out. I literally just sent them the email. I'm like, bro, I love New Balance, and I know a lot of people don't like New Balance. I want to, you know, shout out New Balance on our podcast. We'll have like a little clip or something every episode just to promote New Balance. And we made that work out. So now we have a clip of New Balance for every episode. I told them the name of our podcast. I let them look at it a bit, you know, see what we're about. They agreed. And yeah, it's crazy, bro. Shout out to New Balance for answering to that email. That was crazy. But yeah, I don't get paid for that. I didn't want to get paid for that. I just really love New Balance. And I really wanted to shout out the brand that I truly love. Because, bro, I copped Kawhis, the basketball shoe. They're fire. I have, like, running shoes or, like, just walking New Balance shoes. Those are pretty fire. Can't even complain about them. They're nice. I love the New Balance shoes that I have. Because they're fire, and I want to spread that to you guys. I don't know why I got off track about New Balance, but yeah. Man, I can't believe it. School's tomorrow. Yeah, I think I'm gonna wrap it up here. It's almost 10 p.m. I'm actually gonna try to get some sleep tonight. I'll probably put this out right now because we haven't recorded in like a week. If you guys wanna suggest any guests, DM the Lighthouse Podcast on Instagram. we might be hopping on another person's podcast real soon, actually, as guests. We might be having our first guest appearance on a podcast. It's not definite yet, but it could. It's in the works. I'm not going to say much about it because I don't know if it's going to happen, but we might make it happen. We'll definitely shout them out here if we do get that to happen, 100%. And maybe one day we'll get them here, but, like, I don't know if they do what we... They don't really do what we do. They have, like, a different category than us. They're a different category. So I don't know if that would tie in with us. But we talk sometimes about what their category is of their podcast. So, like I said again, thank you all for listening. Hope all of you have a great school year. Hope all of you are successful in your school year. Even if you're not doing school, I hope you are having a great life. I really hope you listening out there, even if it's like, say, if you're like an adult, I hope you got a good job. Hope you got a nice apartment or home, whatever you got. I hope you got a nice home, apartment, whatever. I just hope you're living a good life. And I really appreciate you for listening to our podcast. Damn, I don't know if you guys can hear that really loud car outside, but it's been your boy Gio, even though he's not here. It's been your boy Gio. It's been Aiden, and we will see you guys next episode. Peace out. Thank you all for listening. Yo, I have to interrupt the program to bring to you our new partner, New Balance. New Balance is an American sports footwear and apparel brand that was established in 1906. New Balance is known around the world for their comfortable and stylish footwear for men and women. And now, you can join My New Balance Rewards, where you get free shipping every order, every day. When you join, you will get perks, such as $5 off every $100 you spend, members-only products and rewards, and you even get a special birthday gift if you join. Well, when it's your birthday, you get the gift. And the best part is joining is completely free, so consider joining today, and a huge thank you to New Balance. Enjoy the rest of the program.